All right, Gary, what are we playing this week?
Well, okay, here we are at no one's first choice for fast food, Burger King.
Oh, they use too much condiments. Anything you get on it, they really slather it is the problem.
There's a lot of problems with it.
Yeah.
But are you familiar with the Burger King Havesies?
Burger King Havesies, is that like where, I don't want fries, I don't want onion rings, I want kind of like a little bit of both?
Yeah, they kind of take, so Burger King, you know, in a game-recognized game, innovator in the world of sides.
Yes.
For fast food, along with Arby's, I would say.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you could get french fries and onion rings for a long time. They introduced chicken fries,
mm-hmm.
You know, cheesy tots, jalapeno cheddar bites, nuggets, mozzarella fries, churro fries, applesauce. Now you can get the halvesies, and they just kind of give you some.
Huh. What's churro fries? What?
Like not churro like the cat treat.
Okay.
Churro fries.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I say churro more often, so it fucks me up.
Yes.
It's a horrible mix-up. Deep fried churros are gross.
Okay. So it's just like it's kind of almost exactly what I said. It's give me a little bit. Of the defined volume available inside this box, I would like part of it to be mozzarella fries, part of it to be french fries.
I would like some bottom scrapings.
Yes.
You know, just what do you have left?
Yeah. Mixed
grill. I'll take a halvesies. Yeah. Fuck it. So we're at our local Burger King here. Nobody's first choice for fast food.
Mm-hmm.
And I've bribed them to slip some video games in the bottom of the fry bucket.
Okay.
We're going to order a halvesies. And in addition to like a big pile of applesauce and a couple of Naba churros, we're going to see what game we get.
Okay. All right. Yeah.
Yeah. Fast food innovations.
Yeah. I want to try those mozzarella fries.
I'm sure there's mozzarella sticks, but mozzarella sticks are great.
Yeah, mozzarella sticks are great. I'm imagining like the ratio of the cheese to the breading.
Mm-hmm.
This is something that like this doesn't have to be a question. I could just go and solve this. There's a Burger King in my town.
Yeah. I can kind of eyeball it. It feels like it's a high breading ratio.
Yeah, high breading. Yeah.
Similar to the chicken fries.
Mm-hmm.
You know, chicken fries are redeemed a little bit by the box, the mascot on the side of the chicken fries thing, which is having a bad time. I know if you've seen that guy. Let me throw him in the Slack here real quick. They decided to make the chicken not doing good.
Yeah, no, it's the little chicken face on the side of it.
Yeah,
so it looks like the comb with the fries sticking out of the top of it.
Yeah. And he looks like he's been in Nam. Like chicken Nam.
He's got a real 1,000-yard stare.
Yeah.
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 Did you mean to send me a dot? Okay, no, you sent me an ABIF. I was like, did you mean to send me a dot bin?
Yeah. I just right-clicked and saved. The internet is hell now.
Yeah. The internet is hell. That has no reason to be an AVI file. It's an image.
Yeah. Huh. I don't know what's going on with this menu.
Hmm.
I had to put in my address to get this menu. So after we eat all of the onion rings and cheesy tots, we get to see what game's left over.
Okay. Yeah. We'll see what's at the bottom.
Love brown food, and I love to chase it up with a glob of Mott's applesauce.
Yeah. Blah. Yeah. Okay. Well, we're gonna see what's at the bottom here. It's actually it's like floating in the applesauce.
Yeah.
A Sneak King.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
All right. My name is Kay Ross.
And you're listening to Abject Suffering. We contain multitudes and beans.
Mm-hmm. And this week is a K-pick. We're talking about Sneak King, but I'm also throwing, I've got a little bit to say about my favorite of the Burger King trilogy, Big Bumpin'.
Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I could have sworn we fucking did Sneak King.
No. It's one of those things that feels like we would have done it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's because it's hard to It's hard to emulate.
Yeah.
But it would be easy to digress onto from other things.
It feels like it would be of such a piece with our McDonald's duology, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, there's been innovations in that.
Has there?
The thing that kind of prompted this.
Yeah.
Not trying to take credit. This is a K-pick.
Uh-huh.
But I found out over the weekend that there is, because the McDonald Land characters, we have a lot of affection for.
We do.
Our famous two-parter about that. There is a shitty, smaller version of it for Burger King that is less coherent.
Yeah. And so I was inspired to get off my ass and figure out how to emulate these because you shared a link to the fast food franchises wiki for a character called the Duke of Doubt.
Yeah, the Duke of Doubt, which we're going to get into all these. We're going to do the roll call.
Yeah.
At some point. We should talk about the games first, though, because we got a chance to play them.
Yes.
Everyone knows about these famous advert games.
Yeah.
You know?
Primer. So this was back in like 2005. I mean, it had to have been 2005, 2006. Yeah. Early days of the Xbox 360 and the Xbox 360 Arcade, or Xbox Live Arcade, rather. Burger King, just through a chance meeting at like at an advertising festival in Cannes, I think, they like met up and said, hey, we could make video games. All the kids like Xbox. And this deal was struck where we got Sneak King, Pocket Bike Racers, and Big Bumpin' out of it, which were these little games that you could get if you paid $3.99 extra with the Burger King value menu item.
Yep.
Yeah.
And they originally were just going to be download only, but they're like, these are fucking good. These have to be.
I have to make it work.
Got to be disc.
Yeah.
This is too good. And it was novel to like get a full video game, like an Xbox game at a Burger King for $4. And work went into these.
They did. Yeah. It's just like an actual studio made them, Blitz Games.
Yeah. You know, they're really well documented in terms of how they were developed and how they came about.
Yeah.
I missed this. You know, I didn't get these at the time. It was not familiar. My main exposure to these kind of from the side was knowing about there's a YouTuber who is collecting thousands and thousands of copies. Of
wants all of the copies of them. Kind of do it. It's like a version of the Shaq Fu thing.
Yeah. Yeah. Has thousands of copies of it. I watched an online thing with him and he seems like a good egg.
Yeah.
Maybe he sucks, but he seemed, you know, pretty nice, pretty harmless to me. Mm-hmm. And just has thousands and thousands of Sneak King. And has like a YouTube channel where he goes to use game stores to see if they have a copy of Sneak King so he can buy it.
Like, I don't know. I worked at a GameStop for several years after this came out, but like when this hit, just the way that all of these games just choked our used game section, even though we would only give like
kudzu,
like 10 cents. Like, it's like, okay, you get 10 cents for this. The way that they just multiplied. I don't know if we ever stopped taking them, but it was also like a real like rapid turnover thing where like families would come in and say, oh, look, this game is only 99 cents. Let's get that. And then it would keep coming in. At one point I wrote my name on the inside of the case to see if it would come back, and it fucking did.
It's like Krusty with a trampoline.
Yeah.
Keep going.
Yeah. So Sneak King, I think, is the marquee one of these that everybody remembers because that's the most like bizarre premise of
it's
them.
The most meme-y.
It's the most meme-y, and it is tied into a genuine advertising campaign at the time, leaning into a very creepy version of the Burger King character. With this very like too realistic, king mask, big plastic head, has a fixed vacant grin on it.
And the commercials are genuinely surreal.
Yep.
Like along with like Skittles and Old Navy, like a couple of different commercial, advertising agencies who decided to get weird, and lean into the uncanny, and it was successful.
Yes.
For a while, we all liked the Burger King enough to where we got these games.
Yeah.
If you put a gun to my head and said, make three Burger King games, like Kart Racer for sure.
Yes.
That would be a no-brainer. So we do that with mini bikes.
Mini bikes.
You know, pocket bike racers.
Let's do it. Yeah.
A bumper car game, kind of inspired, because there aren't very many bumper car games.
No.
You know? But I would not have thought a stealth game.
Yeah, I really wouldn't have. And when people were asking for the nonviolent hitman, I don't know that they were asking for Sneak King again.
Like, yeah, I guess they, yeah, you motherfuckers, you got it. Do you like it?
Do you?
Yeah.
Do you like
choke on it?
Do you like sneaking around a lumberyard delivering Chris sandwiches, the world's wettest breakfast sandwich?
You get a wet breakfast sandwich. And one of the things, the funny thing about Sneak King, because like mechanically, there's not a whole lot to it.
No.
You know, the opening title screen's really funny.
Uh-huh.
The little dances you do get old eventually, but it's kind of fun that you do a little dance and you give somebody burger.
Uh-huh.
Is, you know, you're monitoring people's hunger level. They will not eat if they see you.
Nope.
Which I like. But being surprised with an entire Burger King value meal is a real act of violence.
So
like, imagine the people work at a fucking lumberyard. And like, they're doing real, you know, human
real
work.
Real ass work.
Like, not like the bullshit we do.
They're building America. They're heroes. Yeah,
they're cutting down America's worst trees.
Yeah.
You know? And someone's just like, here, eat this fucking BK value meal.
Uh-huh.
Like, I'm going to have to sit down after that.
Yeah,
like, I can't do lumber.
No.
You can't do lumber post-crust sandwich.
No. Here, have a Whopper. It is the circumference of a Frisbee. And
yeah, it's and wet and wide. High. Have a wet and wide.
Yeah, have a wet and wide. Yeah.
Just, hey, brutal.
Yeah. Have some of these fries. Oh, you remember how Burger King's fries used to be good? Yeah, they're tasteless now. They're bad now.
Yeah. They don't have a flavor. But and if you don't want fries, have miscellaneous.
Yeah.
You know, this lurid golem has snuck up upon you to force you to eat a value meal in the middle of your workday.
Yeah. Their hash browns do fuck with the lights on, though.
I haven't had Burger King since I moved out here.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm like going on like 20 years of Burger King free.
Did they give you a chip for that, Gary?
Yeah. Like, even talking about this podcast is going to make me give up half my chip.
Yeah.
I consider Burger King, you know, just getting our priors out there.
Yeah.
In the bottom half of fast food.
It's no Wendy's. Yeah.
I would say it's no Wendy's.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, it's not a motivator for me.
Yeah.
I won't die eating it. I've had Burger King and enjoyed it, I'm sure.
Yeah.
You know, fast food is designed to make you like it. It's not as bad as like Jack in the Box. Like it could be worse.
No, they Burger King has a menu breadth crisis going on, but nowhere near as much of a problem as Jack
in
the Box.
You want to have some side tacos? Like it's not that kind of bullshit.
Right.
I would put it like maybe the top of the bottom third.
Yeah, that's probably where it is. Like if it's the only thing at the exit, then
yeah, it's fine.
Yeah,
I'll have Burger King. It won't kill me.
No. Yeah.
You know, but I haven't been motivated to eat Burger King since I've moved out here.
No.
Just cause there's other places. Mm-hmm. And like when I want, you know, platonic ideal fast food, like McDonald's is a unique and weird thing.
Yes.
Sometimes I'll have that.
Yeah. Taco Bell, you know, like they're just, there are other options that kind of hang ahead of what
100%
of what a Burger King could be.
West Coast, we have Burgerville as well, which is like,
oh yeah,
good.
Yeah. No, that's, I like Burgerville. That's tastes pretty made good. With actual ingredients and stuff. Horrible labor practices.
Yeah.
Great ingredients though.
Yeah. And the prices are too much, but it tastes like food.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, which the Burger King does not.
No.
But I'm not motivated by it. So I haven't had it for a while. I've never had the hash browns.
They're good. Yeah. They're like, nice. Just like little discs. They're just, like little round bits, which gives you more of the crunchy surface area.
Like a coin?
Yeah. It's like a kind of get something in a breakfast medallion. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're tasty.
So that's this game.
Yes.
The kart racer one is probably my favorite.
Okay.
The pocket bike racing. It's not very good, but it's just a form factor I understand.
Yeah.
And you can play as Burger.
You can play as Burger. You can
which
also
like.
You can also play as the subservient chicken, which is an advertising campaign that I completely forgot.
I forgot about the subservient chicken.
Can I get something in a real subby chicken, everybody?
It sounds like a position for WarioWare moves.
It does. Yeah.
Like it sounds like something Wario is going to calmly explain to you.
Yeah. Did you ever fuck with that site back in the day when that was there?
the subservient chicken?
Yeah.
No, I missed this.
Yeah. So they had a website. There's actually a whole Wikipedia article about it. If you just do a search for the subservient chicken, it was to advertise their chicken sandwiches, because that was a thing. It was around the same time as this, a little bit earlier than the Sneak King era. But it was like a website that wasn't apparently, like, it wasn't Burger King branded. You just kind of heard about it virally, like, go to subservient chicken. And it was like a little video player with a text box, and you could type in commands for it to do. And then it would play a video, like a seamless video of it doing it, kind of giving you the idea that this is like one of those NPC streamers, you know?
Okay.
That is like just doing.
Was it a real chicken or like an animated chicken?
It was a person in a kind of scary chicken costume is the thing.
Got you.
Yeah.
Was there an absolutely horrid PETA response to this?
You know,
where they put up their own counter programming.
Let's see, PETA subservient, because that does seem like the kind of thing they would do, like 7 years too late.
Yeah. They would adore it. If this came out today, they would be like, "Fucking, we were dialed."
Yeah,
like our year is taken care of.
Hell on wheels. PETA's hell on wheels. Yeah, no, nothing. Nothing that I can see. Burger King's Nazi chicken?
Hello.
On YouTube? Shit. Yeah, no, it's a 15-minute YouTube video. I'm not going to get this.
Yeah. We could watch in real time.
Yeah, let's do a live react on this.
Yeah. Just for this visual media.
Yeah.
Medium. 300 commands for the subservient chicken.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Shakespeare is one of the commands.
Yeah.
Just do Shakespeare.
It's probably like pick up a skull and do like a Hamlet, you know, mime doing a Hamlet monologue. There was no audio. But if you typed in...
Ooh, lay egg.
Yeah.
Just spamming lay egg.
Soon we will have an army. Soon we can overcome.
Yeah. I'm going to be a billionaire.
Yeah. But it was an advertisement for their chicken sandwiches. And if you typed in something it didn't know, like if there was a parser error or whatever, he would just kind of shrug. Yeah. Mm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Huh.
Yeah.
Yeah. You can be him or the burger or the king.
Yeah.
And it's a shitty kart racer.
Yeah. You got to pass through like slalom gates, and the more of them you pass through in a row, like it upgrades your weapon that you can have, which is an idea that I have not necessarily seen. Usually it's like a random draw based on your position.
Yeah. It's kind of neat.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of interesting.
Yeah.
There. And then your favorite, tell me what you love about Big Bumpin'.
So Big Bumpin' is the game that me and my friends, played the most of, this was the group of people, Gary, this was the Whale Shamrock.
The Whale Shamrock got together for Big Bumpin'.
Yeah, we got together for Big Bumpin'.
Why didn't you were saving that little bit of world building.
It wasn't the primary thing that we did, but it was like the summer after this came out. It was like the summer after my freshman year of college. Like all of us were back in town. And and we would just go over to my one friend's house, who had a big basement, and, you know, pretty permissive parents, and the basement had a back entrance so we could sneak beer in. And we would, just sit there mostly just playing Big Bumpin', drinking 40s, and bullshitting. Yeah.
Not gonna lie. You all sound extremely cool. The way you describe that does just sound like, how did you have time beating off the women if you were sneaking into a basement to play Big Bumpin' and drink 40s? The Whale Shamrock. How is that not an absolute pussy party?
the girls were not allowed. Yeah.
Not the big bumpin' Whale Shamrock.
Yeah. No, we just had a lot of fun, like playing bumper cars on these increasingly intricate tracks, just getting drunker and drunker. Yeah.
Yeah. It's not a bad game multiplayer. Uh-huh. I just played it. You know, single player, which is not as good.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know,
No, I enjoyed it. Single player, not my favorite thing. Like that particular multiplayer, it just, that was the one that we gravitated toward. I don't know, because it is the one where you could like most clearly fuck somebody over, and the rounds are real short.
It's kind of overhead competitive, like a Mario Party game.
Yeah.
The thing I'd probably closely related to is a Mario Party game.
Yeah.
Feels like.
Mm-hmm. And anytime like somebody on like, used to be Twitter, now on Blue Sky, like there's just those like, hey, four images of like, you know, important video games to you, or share your video game, you know, taste. And I will just put in four images of Big Bumpin'.
Yeah.
The cover. Love Big for Bumpin'. That. Yeah.
It's a good name.
It's a very good name. Yeah.
Yeah. So looking at me and Liv, my wife, there's a YouTube channel we watch for trash reasons called Weird Food History.
Okay.
And they go through things that are actually like interesting from time to time. Like, what is the flavor of bubblegum supposed to be?
Yeah.
And you learn about how people invented bubblegum. But one of the things they'll do is fast food histories. And those are really fun because fast food, in terms of advertising, is real special to me. Mm-hmm. They've, you know, because I saw a lot of them.
Yeah.
And they're real weird. So we knew about Burger King, but I was like, we watched a video about the history of the mascot and found out a couple things. One, I didn't realize the mascot used to be a live action guy.
No. I was aware of when it was a cartoon. I didn't realize it was like a live action guy dressed up as a king who would go and like sing to children
and specifically do stage magic.
Yeah.
Like a king does.
Uh-huh.
So we watched this thing about that, and in the background of one of them, there were other characters, and it was an emergency. It was a Butterfield household emergency.
We need to find out. Like, we need to identify these fucked up little guys.
Who hangs out with the Burger King? And it is such a fucking cast of also-rans, and like, the cosmology of it is great.
Yeah, yeah.
Makes no fucking sense. So we'll do our classic character rundown here, I think.
Yes.
Of the Burger King Kingdom.
Yeah. Do we want to end with the Duke of Doubt, or do we want to start with the Duke of Doubt?
We teased the Duke of Doubt. Let's go ahead and do the Duke of Doubt.
Yeah. The Duke of Doubt looks like a sleep paralysis demon.
Yes. The Burger King himself is a guy with a beard.
Uh-huh.
You know, he's like a handsome man. He looks like he works at a Ren Faire.
Yeah.
The Duke of Doubt has a lot of facial prosthetics on that kind of make him look like he's hunting for Winona's big brown beaver, or you're going to pull like a battery out of his back. You know, he's one of those plastic people.
Yeah. Yeah. It's real uncanny valley. If this was just like a mascot head of that fucked up face, I think it would be less off putting than this kind of half measure that they have going on.
Yes.
Yeah.
So the Burger King walks up and he does magic tricks that provide Burger King food.
Yes.
And things. Specifically when he twists his ring. He has a magical ring that transports him and a children near him to the nearest Burger King.
Yeah.
Kind of an escape hatch. You know? And the position of the Duke of Doubt in this kingdom is the Burger King will be like, I can twist my ring and make our way to Burger King. And the Duke of Doubt just comes up and goes, I doubt it.
Uh-huh.
Over and fucking over, no matter what happens.
Hey, Duke, he's fucking doing it. He's invented instantaneous warp travel.
He's done it so many times to you.
Uh-huh.
Like, I watched a bunch of these commercials, and like it was like they were trying to come up with a Hamburglar.
Uh-huh.
And like, the Hamburglar makes sense. He wants those burgers.
Uh-huh.
You know, they don't want to give him the burgers. Just a guy who just refuses to believe magic happening before his very eyes.
Yeah.
Over and over and over.
That's too much.
Like, the Duke of Doubt is a bad main character.
Uh-huh.
In this, what a shitty Hamburglar knockoff.
Yeah, no,
the Duke of Doubt is.
No, they needed a better villain, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's the only villain. It's the only antagonistic force in this universe.
Yes. Pretty bad. Annoying I do want voice, to make a, too. Yeah.
Really annoying voice. Everyone has an annoying voice except for the Burger King, whose voice is great.
Yeah, sonorous. Yeah, very, yeah. Very.
I want to make a Duke of Doubt emoji react for the Slack.
Because
like right now, there's a Doubt react that's from L.A. Noire.
Uh-huh.
But there should be one for like the Duke of Doubt when it's like, no, I really fucking doubt it.
Yeah, no, it needs to be like D Doubt or something like that.
Yes.
And it literally could just be the image, like the sneering face that's on the fast food franchise's wiki, which does have a subhead for scary mascots.
Yes. Pretty good wiki.
Yeah. I was disappointed with the Duke of Doubt's role in this because I guess I just saw it as like much more existential than that.
Yeah.
Like the Duke of Doubt sounds like it'd be an avatar for an elder god.
It does, you know, but instead it's fucking stupid.
Yeah.
Is what I would probably call this whole thing.
Yeah.
And it's real fun to try to figure out where they're going with it. So we have like a king, you know, king who does stage magic. And there's a duke who's trying to usurp him.
Oh, yeah. So the duke implies that they're brothers.
Yeah.
Huh.
You know, and he wants the crown.
He does.
You know, how does he stop that with, he has the rest of his cast that is splitting the difference between medieval and miscellaneous in a way that I think is very fun.
What do you want to do next?
Probably Sir Shakes a Lot.
Yeah.
Cause he's a little bit more related. Like he's, you know, we'll get further afield.
Yeah.
You know, as we go.
Sir Shakes a Lot as a knight. But he is a knight with very serious medical problems.
He's very sick because he enjoys the drink that is called the shake, but also enjoys shaking.
Yeah.
And so there's a, and he also has a really annoying voice.
Yeah.
So like there's a magician, there's a guy telling the magician he's not going to work. And then a guy off to the side saying like, I would like to have a shake and wiggle it.
That's a, he has the original Jiggle Billy. Yeah.
He's very Jiggle Billy.
Yeah.
There. And that's it.
That's it.
There's like nothing else to this fucking concept.
No.
All three are medieval so far. Don't get used to that.
No, don't do that. Because we also have in this setting, not specifically medieval, but you know, from the same era, we have the burger thing, which is
the burger thing.
The what?
The burger thing. Yes. I was just repeating.
Yes, the the burger thing, which is a face that is attached to a sign. It's almost like the original Chuck E. Cheese animatronics, it's, or it's the face it's, from the space bar. And I think you should leave season two.
It's like, yeah, it's like that, or like a painting, like a magic mirror, kind of thing. It's a framed burger, 3D burger face that kind of floats near where the Burger King is and supports him every step of the way.
It really backs him up.
Like, just kind of tells him he's doing a great job. And not to be explained.
No.
There's two sentences, or one sentence with an M dash on the wiki. Nobody has gone to bat for exploring or expanding these characters like they have with McDonald's ones.
Yes.
They knew they weren't. They weren't cooking.
They didn't have the juice is the problem.
Yeah. So we have the king. He's doing magic tricks. We have a knight who's shaken in the side. We have a guy saying that he doubts it. And then they're next to a painting of a burger that talks.
Yeah.
And then a thing that made me so mad I had to go outside. there's a robot that is associated with French fries who's called the fucking Wizard of Fries. I've never seen anything that is less wizard like than this Fallout looking fucking robot.
I didn't find the Wizard of Fries. I didn't see that. That's on the That's on the Burger King wiki.
Find the Wizard of Fries.
Let's see here. That is not wizard. It's not a wizard
there's
at
nothing,
all.
There's nothing wizard like. It's like they knew they had to do something medieval and they're like, I don't know, fuck it, robot. That's the opposite.
No, you went the wrong way.
Yeah. And its whole thing is it does fry puns, but it has a post-scarcity power where it can take a single French fry and duplicate it endlessly into multiple, like it can multi-fry. So like he comes up, a sketch in this. The king is doing magic. The Wizard of Fries rolls up and says, I can make more fries. The Duke of Doubt says, I doubt it. The Wizard of Fries creates enough fries for all the children.
Okay.
The burger thing goes, good job. And then the king twists his ring and teleports all of them to Burger King. Like, kidnaps them from the playground.
Takes them to the Burger King realm.
Yes, they get sucked into the burger realm. The end.
Huh.
No, like, it is so fucking incoherent as a fast food pantheon.
Yeah. I'm looking at a $30 vintage 1979 Burger King Wizard of Fries collector series drinking glass that I'm pretty sure is mostly lead.
I would still drink out of it though.
Yeah.
I got it. I now that I know that this stuff exists. Like I got to get a burger thing cup.
Yeah.
Like I love the burger thing.
Yes.
He's beautiful.
But it's so clearly just a like an also-ran off of the they saw what McDonald's was doing with McDonaldland and they decided to do it with like much less imagination
effort.
Yeah, like I've
it's really rare that I've seen something with less effort
yeah
put into it. Like I don't know, fucking,
it's a robot.
When it was first, when it was just a guy, mm-hmm. when the Burger King was a guy and it was a magician, the thing that made sense about that was he would show up at Burger King's and do magic tricks.
Yes.
Like, I think that the actor they hired for it just happened to be a stage magician.
Okay.
And they rolled with it.
Yeah. Huh. It's kind of like how you would get a regional Ronald McDonald sometimes at a play place. Yeah.
Like, maybe he's got a band and he slips you a CD at the end or something. Maybe he's got a little side gig. This one, his side gig was stage magic.
Yeah.
You know, and that makes sense for like, because otherwise, when if Ronald McDonald appears at McDonald's, mm-hmm. what does he do? You know, like kids are just going to watch him stand.
Yeah.
He mostly
just like unveils things.
And lots of unveiling, lots of, maybe balloon animals.
Mm-hmm. He's mostly there as a foil for the more like extravagant of the mascots.
Yeah. And little sketches with the Hamburglar because they have conflict.
Yeah.
You know, it was a magician and they had to round this out and this is how they did it.
Mm-hmm.
Fucked up.
Yeah.
This did not last.
No.
People got sick of this. The next thing that happened, cause the plastic faced Burger King mm-hmm. didn't, he was a comeback.
Yes.
That was from the 2000s and mm-hmm. late 90s. Before that, we had the Burger King Kids Club.
Now this is from my childhood. Yes. You know, this is 1990 until 1999. And this is kind of a classic, Captain Planet style, diverse crew of youngsters, each with their own little gimmick.
And these are documented.
Yeah.
Being from that generation.
Mm-hmm.
Did you know I was watching? So I was, not a Kids Club kid. Like I had TV and stuff,
yeah.
but it kind of faded into the background. So I did doing some research on the Burger King's Kid Club because I'm a professional podcaster. I didn't realize that they have like a Cool World origin. Mm-hmm. They come out of a drawing.
Yes.
Like a guy drew the Kids Club and then they come to life out of it.
Yeah. It's kind of a McGee and Me situation.
Yeah. I didn't know.
Huh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Even I didn't know that. For me, like they weren't even like characters. Like
sometimes they're just guys.
Yeah.
Sometimes they're like people.
Sometimes they're just guys. And there's such a clear winner of like which one of these you want to be as a kid in this. If you're not like maining Kid Vid, what are you fucking doing?
Well, you're maining Boomer.
Well, yeah, true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe you're a lady and you want to main Boomer.
Yeah.
Or maybe you're a nerd. You want to main Lingo.
Nobody wants to main Lingo.
Everybody hates Lingo.
Yeah. All he can do. Like, what is it? Is he called that because he knows languages? He's just a guy.
Yeah. I think he's supposed to. I honestly think it's because he's bilingual. I think it's because he's kind of brown skinned.
Yeah.
You might be called that. And the one in the wheelchair they name Wheels, which is not cool.
Yeah, no. The one with the tracheotomy who they called Buzz.
Like, yeah. They call Throat.
Yeah.
Did you look at, if you look at the fandom entry for Wheels, there's some real Wiki Said It Worst trivia here if you'd like to read this.
Oh no, I've got, so there are two different ones where this pops up. I'm on the Kids Meal Wiki.
I'm on the Burger King fandom.
Yeah,
Wiki.
let me go to the Burger King,
I can link you if
Wiki.
You need.
Yeah. I've got this up. Wheels isn't just a person who happens to be disabled. Wheels is also like a gadget kid.
Yeah. He like Tinker. He's got like a homebrew wheelchair.
Yeah. Yeah. Uh-huh. What's the Wikipedia?
Jailbroke it. the trivia, one, if TV Tropes has any indication, it is that calling someone on a wheelchair Wheels can be offensive in some context. It was likely not the case in the 1990s.
I imagine if you were a person who had to use a wheelchair in the 90s, like that was the thing you got sick of the quickest.
Being called Wheels.
Yeah.
Yeah. Of course.
Yeah.
Like that. Yeah. They would suck.
Yeah.
I mean, you might be happy to see, it's hard to know whether you'd be like into seeing Wheels,
mm-hmm.
you know, being part of the crew.
Yeah.
Like if that would do more good than harm, but mm-hmm. like you wouldn't like that his name was Wheels.
It's a qualified W, very much so.
Yeah.
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 A
lot of them don't have names that make sense.
Right.
Jaws.
I don't know what's Jaws's thing.
Black.
Yup.
Like he's the black guy.
Yeah. And Jaws happens to be the black guy. Oh, yeah.
He maintains a cooler and more normal disposition in the wake of the other members' antics.
Okay. Oh, he was supposed to be kind of the Kermit. I remember that. So he was the boring guy, too. And he's a sightseer. Yeah.
Yes.
Snaps is a girl who likes to take photographs. Famously, a thing about burgers.
Oh yeah, like you love to take pictures of burgers.
Yeah.
IQ is a horrible nerd goblin.
Yeah, I don't care for IQ.
Pulling up the image of IQ is rough because, like, what do the size of this drink and burger suggest about IQ's proportions? No, IQ is eat burgers to all.
Yeah.
You know, maybe
you really don't want to work out the scaling on, I guess, any of these. Like, most of them are actually like a little bit, like maybe the camera on Snaps is a little bit too big. No, IQ just looks like a Chucky. It just looks like, yes, Chucky from Rugrats.
Very Chucky from Rugrats. Mm-hmm. Has a photographic memory, which I think you'd think they would do some plot lines with Snaps.
Like, you know, just like Snaps living the constant horror of being unable to forget.
Yeah, yeah. Or, well, IQ not being able to forget.
Oh, yes.
Snaps can take pictures. Maybe Snaps is jealous of IQ.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
You know?
Huh.
Because IQ can do with his brain what she has to do with a camera.
Mm-hmm. We have Jazz. No, she was a late addition. I don't remember Jazz. Jazz was when they figured we have to get Asian American representation in here.
Yeah. We missed one. If you, there's a, five of them that are, so there's an entry on the Burger King thing of the Hanbats. In 2005, the Kids Club gang was replaced by the Hanbats characters.
What?
Designed to appeal to the preteen market. Each Hanbats has a distinct personality. There's not pictures of them though.
Okay.
I just have their, it's like Mix Max, This or That, Bonnie Chomp, and the Eeps.
No, have we found, has somebody tried to sneak a Griddler in? Is that the thing?
It does feel a little bit like that. I got to look up the Hanbats characters.
Hanbats. Is that with H-A-N? How do you spell that?
H-O-N.
Hanbats. What is that? The Hanbats. Oh, with a Z. Okay. They look like little 12-ounce mouses kind of characters.
They look exactly like 12-ounce mouses. It's a real, we didn't start the fire, like Min Max, This or That, Bonnie Champ, and the Eeps. Like, it's got a real nice cadence to reading these guys out.
It does. These suck. I don't like this. I don't like these guys.
2005. They're trying to get that, we got a pepper bar. Sneeze, maybe.
Yeah. Huh. Yeah, I don't care for that at all.
But then we got Kid Vid.
Yes.
The main.
Yeah.
There.
Yeah.
The leader.
Kid Vid is like a sci-fi kid. He's got like a visor. He's got all kinds of like Rob Liefeld straps and gadgets.
He's kind of Cable.
Yeah. You know, it's Kid Cable is what he is.
Yeah. There is a Kid Cable. He's kind of like Kid Cable.
Huh.
He's the established leader of the Kids Club gang, uh-huh, chosen due to his natural talent for leadership and generally being confident and courageous. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He's capable of handing the role over to other members. And does not hesitate to do so. Oh, that's good.
Okay,
good
leader. Yeah. You need to know how to delegate. Yeah.
Yeah.
Huh. And he uses his technology to pull pranks and stuff. Enjoys using his remote control special abilities to oblige other members' wishes.
Yes. He's a real dark kind of wishmaster for this crew.
Yeah.
He's one of the only ones that explicitly has superpowers.
Yes. Yeah.
He has like a mega visor, mm-hmm, and stuff. The origin commercial for these I'd seen, there's an animator, he's drawing the Kids Club. They all come to life and they steal his Whopper.
Uh-huh.
Did you watch this one?
No, I didn't.
Did you see this thing?
No.
So they come to life and steal his Whopper. And in a really meta kind of thing, he turns and the camera pulls back and he climbs out of the frame.
He climbs out of the television?
So he's in a commercial too.
Oh.
He comes out of the television into a frame where somebody's making a Burger King commercial and steals that guy's Whopper.
Okay.
Like, and it could have just kept pulling back. Like, it's all just commercials on commercials where things can come to life.
Was that directed by Michel Gondry?
It was, that's what I said to live. It's a very Michel Gondry, like Burger King commercial.
Yeah. It's infinitely recursive in both directions.
And he let these Kids Club things out into the world and didn't put them back.
Uh huh.
Oh, you know, and like he called up, but he could not put down.
They still exist. And they're still out there.
Yeah.
It's one of my favorite American Dad jokes. It's a later one, and it is also just ripping off the Venture Brothers, where there's a group, mm-hmm, of terrorists that shows up, and it's just the Kids Club kids all grown up.
Oh,
it's like, Sam's like, wait a minute, I think I recognize you guys. It's like, yeah,
that's pretty good.
Yeah.
I watched a commercial for the Burger King Kids Club, mm-hmm. which ran until 1999.
Yes.
I wanted to know what you got because there were perks.
There were, yeah.
You got like mail and stuff.
So like I was a member of it. I think you got like little little comics or pamphlets that had coupons was the thing of it.
Is this the origins of the Whale Shamrock?
No, like, no.
You all met in the kids club?
No, it wasn't. It was more advertising than club. We made our own club.
Okay.
We didn't have a club to join. We had to make our own.
Mm.
Yeah.
Club continues to operate and is the largest club of its kind in North America.
Huh. Yeah. No, and just like, yeah, there were like, there were toys. I think I might have a couple of these, like the Burger King, like kids club toys, because whenever they couldn't get a license, they just used these guys, you know?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. No. I really wish that there was, I just would like to know everything. I would like a archive of all the stuff you got.
Yeah. And that information is not forthcoming.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Difficult to find. Mm-hmm. They also, you know, they should do mixers for adults.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you know? Yeah. They so should like, be like, if you're like a legacy member of the kid, like of the kids club, yeah. like it should be like, oh, it should be like if you
or
go
if your
to,
father was.
Oh, yes.
You know, like you get grandfathered in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know,
it should be like
it's the two ways to become one.
It should be like when you go to, at least this used to be the case, if you went to Epcot and somebody worked with General Motors. You were just mm-hmm. Allowed into backstage areas to like special lounges and to see like the special General Motors stuff,
yeah.
which made me feel real cool when I was a little kid going there with my grandpa.
You should be able to do that at Burger King's.
You should.
Like if you or somebody in your family was in the kids club,
yeah.
you should be able to go to Burger King and they should take you into the chicken hatch.
They should let me fry whatever I want.
Yeah. Or whoever you want.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. You know. Uh-huh. Like you should be able to do anything there, and then they should do meetups so people can date.
Uh huh. Yeah. No.
You know, based on their shared experiences,
you got something in common is the thing, and that's the way. Yeah. Like you know, you're just like, you know, you could meet somebody on a dating site, but you know, meeting somebody through a common interest yeah. gives you something. Yeah.
Yeah. Like Kid Club Connect.
Mm-hmm.
KKK.
Yeah.
The dating site for
card carrying member of the KKK.
Yeah. Kids Club Connect Club.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Uh huh.
I have a phone appointment in a little bit. I got to go.
You do. Yeah, you do.
We're at time.
Yeah.
What should people do?
Well, if people like this show, they should join the Duckfeed Club, by which we mean patreon.com/duckfeedtv, where you get things like not pamphlets and comics and coupons, but you get content for this show and other mm-hmm. shows. Many of them. Too much content, some say.
Yeah. Funny thing that just happened in the background of this, I was trying to close a window, accidentally clicked an icon in the back of my computer and almost just installed Arcanum. Funny thing to accidentally do.
Huh.
You can also leave us ratings, reviews at Apple Podcasts, Podcast Addict, mm-hmm. tell your friends, post about us on places.
Yeah.
All that stuff is good.
Yes. And join us in thanking our producer, Gwen. Thank you, Gwen.
Yeah. Thank you, Gwen.
Yeah.
And if you know, one of the things I'm going to do after this is look and see if there's like, is there like the shitty Wendy's characters? Like I need to find out. So this might be a short mini series on abject suffering.
Maybe.
In Vanity Picks if I can find them. Like the Subway Manticore. if you know about one of those, let me know.
Mm-hmm.
And until next time, what should they do?
Until next time, this has been Abject Suffering, home of All Right, Gary, and OK.